Very disappointing result last night against San Jose. Joshua Cloak joins us, soccer reporter at The Athletic, to talk about it. Joshua, thanks very much for being with us. So what happens in San Jose last night? You know, I've been in the camp. The TFC, once healthy, get the urgency, get into the playoffs. Boy, they get that eighth seed. They're going to be tough, and maybe they could repeat after all. You got to not change your mind, but really question how they could not pick up 3 points last night against San Jose. What happened?
Yeah, disappointing indeed. I mean, you probably have to question Greg Vanney's lineup choices at this point, especially going into San Jose. It strikes a bit. I mean, San Jose are by far the worst team in MLS, but he rolls out a lineup that really isn't all that strong and leaves a lot of key guys on the bench. Yes, they were coming from a midweek game, but you know, when you leave Drew Moore and Sebastian Giovinco on the bench, considering you already don't have Chris Mavinga and Jose Altidore due to suspension, it looked a bit jumbled to start, and that first half was probably about as, you know, unorganized as TFC have looked in the first half. They do get one, and they probably should have been down 2 or 3 nil. They get one, but instead of, you know, locking it down, they allow yet another late goal. And to me, that's just, it's an unorganized 11. It's an 11 that hadn't played together. And it just, it looked like a team that they looked like a team that, again, after that midweek game, they were tired. You could tell that, you know, San Jose was able to kind of break down their midfield really, really easily. And I think that's a lot of that's just due to exhaustion. But I also wonder, had they played, you know, Giovinco and Drew Moore to start, we might be talking about a different result, because as soon as Giovinco came on, his impact was immediate. And you wonder what his impact would have been had he played, you know, much longer than the short spell he did get.
That's a fair points and fair criticism, Joshua. It's hard to argue with that. So, you know, end of the day, now TFC finds themselves 9 points back of Montreal for that final playoff spot. Still with a couple of games in hand, but New England, DC United, you know, still in the mix as well. So maybe just talk about the psychology of urgency. Okay, I'll give it to you this week in terms of Vanney and the lineup, and it's easy in retrospect to say could have changed, but okay, you know, coach has to take part of the responsibility. But surely now, with 10 games left in the season and 9 points to make up, never mind the games in hand over Montreal, the other team still in front of them, the urgency to win the majority of these games has got to be paramount now, because Joshua, no matter how you feel about their chances overall of getting into the playoffs, they're starting to run out of time here.
It's really, really tight. And, you know, the result in San Jose is disappointing for a number of reasons. But when you look at the schedule and when things were getting really tight midway through the summer, June, July, and, you know, they were suffering from injuries, you looked at a game like San Jose and you thought, okay, well, that's 3 points. You know, you can go in and take 3 points and maybe build off that. But you're getting to the point now. You have those two games, like you said, those two games in hand on Montreal, and you have two games left against Montreal, the first one being this Saturday. You're at a point right now, if you're TFC, that if you can't get all 3 points at home against Montreal, it looks that might be the nail in the coffin. And there's a lot of time, but the problem is that there hasn't been anything, well, not a lot very recently from TFC that would speak to a team that can get in the playoffs. Like, everybody is talking about, you know, whether they can get into the playoffs. They haven't looked like a team that's ready for the playoffs. I mean, this might be a team that can squeak in and then get blown out of the water in that first, you know, play-in game in the playoffs. So it's not about just, you know, getting the necessary points just to get in. It's about, you know, playing a more cohesive style of football that they haven't shown lately. I mean, it was jumbled against San Jose all game, and they looked, yes, they were down a man against New York City, and you know, we can talk about that and Jose Altidore's red card, but they haven't shown that kind of cohesive approach in a long time now. So it's not just about, you know, doing whatever you can to get into the playoffs. I mean, you also don't want to get into the playoffs and get embarrassed in that first game, right? So there's, there's a lot to work on. It's not just about getting results. It's about kind of bringing all these pieces together. Now you have all these pieces that are healthy, and, you know, Altidore and Mavinga will be back from suspension. Can you actually bring all those pieces together and play as a cohesive unit? Because we haven't seen their best 11 play together in a long, long time now. So, you know, you gotta pull things together very, very quick, because, like I said, if you can't do it against Montreal, I don't know how you can really positively spin it any other way, right?
Agreed. Joshua Cloak with a soccer reporter at The Athletic. I'm Roger Lajoie, Sportsnet today. San Jose Earthquakes tie TFC 1-1 yesterday. A big loss of 2 points for TFC, 9 points out of a playoff spot. Montreal Impact in town next Saturday in what is really a must-win game, as we've just discussed. So, you know, okay, so we have not seen the 11 together. And again, I want to go back again and just get clear from you, Joshua. In these last 10 games, do we have the opportunity? Is everything going according to a plan injury-wise? Because you look at the schedule, and while, you know, you do have Montreal next Saturday, and then you got to go to Portland for a midweek game, that's tough. But then it's, you know, two games in LA and 2 weeks apart, no big deal there. Five home games left of their next seven, so an opportunity there to move through. The schedule is going to be tough. You know, I heard people talking about this the other day. It's like, well, it's going to be tough because they have to face mainly playoff teams. Well, when you're second last in your conference, yeah, everybody you're playing is going to be ahead of you. But is that not an opportunity? Like, given how this team is done, don't you want to play the teams ahead of you in the standings?
Yeah, I mean, you would argue otherwise. You would say that, like, well, you want to play teams like San Jose that are well out of it. But given the way they performed against them last night, there's not really a lot to that either. I think you, at this point, you just, like you said earlier, you just want to get everybody healthy. Besides Aro, their entire 11 is fit and should be fit to play through the rest of the season. The new player they acquired, the Argentinian forward, Lucas Jansen, who they acquired on loan, he scored in his debut last night, and then he had to leave with injury. So, bit of a curse, but I mean, he was never going to figure into their 11 anyway. If you can get Aro back, who's been such a good, the Brazilian left back, if you can get him back, I believe Fanny said it was a hamstring strain. He should be back in a few weeks. You know, there's a chance to really make your run with your full 11. I mean, these kind of out of conference games, you probably want those done earlier in the season, so you don't have to travel to San Jose and travel to Portland. Like, these are long distances for a team like TFC to cover. But like you said, you've got most of your games at home, and they have generally performed quite well at home. You know, I was watching with a few other TFC writers last night, and some of their worst performances have been on the road, and I don't travel much for road games, and it's frustrating because there's a lot of questions to ask the team after they play so poorly on the road, but they do tend to turn things around at home, so that works for them. Like I said, the Montreal game coming up next is arguably the biggest game of the season for them, because it's everything's laid out for them. This is a team, they generally perform quite well against Montreal. So in terms of, like, who you want to play, I mean, you have the LA Galaxy coming to town, Zlatan is coming to town. That should be fun. But again, it's still a bit of a measuring stick for TFC to kind of see, like, look, it's one thing, like I said, if we can make it into the playoffs, it's another thing to decide if we'd even deserve to be there, because you don't want to just get in there and get blown out. So, yeah, it should be interesting with the last 10 games this season.
Now, a lot of them at home, as I mentioned, Joshua, and the supporters groups have made some headlines in the incident in Ottawa. Maybe you can address that and give me a little insight on that and how the team handles those kind of things, because the exuberance of fans is what a big part of TFC becoming the kind of side it has in the last decade, and it's made BMO Field a tough place to play. But then you have the kind of thing of the crossing of the line. And I know they got other issues, and it's all on the pitch, but talk a little bit about what is the scenario here and what's going on with the fan supporters group.
Yeah, I wrote about this this week at The Athletic, and you can check it out if you have a minute, because when TFC were in Ottawa for the semifinal of the Canadian Championships, one of their supporters lit a flare and threw the flare onto the field, and flares are not permitted. And, you know, the flare gets thrown onto the field, and it, you know, could possibly light that field on fire and, you know, cause harm to possibly players and cause harm to those around the supporter. TFC have not yet identified. They're working in conjunction with the Ottawa police to determine who, you know, threw this flare on the field. So they haven't yet determined which supporters group, if any, this person belonged to. They had started by revoking the supporter privileges for all six of their registered groups, which was a pretty strong gesture. Once they, as my understanding, I spoke to TFC's president, Bill Manning, this week about it. And once they kind of identified who they thought it might be, they returned privileges to four of their groups, and two of their groups are still, their tickets are still being refunded by the team. So what's happened essentially is you have, so it's a really tough paradox for TFC, because like you said, they have used these fans to sell, you know, BMO Field is a great place to watch a match. And I would argue that BMO Field, you know, and when the entire crowd is there and when they're humming, I mean, it's one of the best five atmospheres in Major League Soccer. But when you have fans that kind of take that too far and maybe put those around them and the health and well-being of those around them at risk, you know, it makes for a very tough situation for TFC, because, you know, you use these fans to sell your brand as kind of this hip, cool alternative option when, you know, let's face it, Jays games can feel a bit stagnant at times. And BMO Field can be a great place to be, but you also have to balance that with making sure that these supporter groups kind of just basically obey the laws that, you know, of being a supporter group. And there have been a few supporter groups, Inebriati one of them, that, you know, have sometimes kind of walked that line between, you know, being just following the rules of, you know, what it means to be a fan at BMO Field, and but also taking it too far and sometimes, you know, possibly causing injury to those around them. None of that has been proven. There's a lot of rumors flying around as is prone to happen when you talk about supporters groups. But it'll be interesting moving forward. It's just another thing that's gone wrong for TFC this season. I mean, you look back to 2017, everything just went right. And, you know, they had this incredible traveling fan support, and it's just one headache after another for this team. And it's quite unfortunate, because like you said, it makes, the supporters are what make BMO Field just an incredible place to spend an afternoon. But, you know, again, perhaps some of these supporters groups have taken it too far, and that's causing concern within TFC as an organization. I can tell you that.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. Joshua Cloke's fine work is available in The Athletic, and also check out that story on the supporters groups as well. Joins us on a regular basis here as well on Sportsnet Today. We always appreciate it, Joshua. Thanks so much.
Yeah, anytime, Rog.